Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill-in-the-Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Faith has 2 points. Hari has 2. Mo has 4.
All right, Faith and Hari are tied, so I'm arbitrarily going to pick Hari to go first. So, Hari, fill in the blank. When they reopened their borders in July, the blank has suggested that Americans would be blocked from entry.
The EU.
Right. This week, a grand jury indicted the three suspects in the murder of Ahmaud Arbery in blank.
Georgia.
Right. On Thursday, a judge denied a request from the Trump family to block a tell-all book written by the president's blank.
Nice.
Right. This week, a watchdog group reported that the U.S. sent $1.4 billion in coronavirus aid to blank.
South Korea.
Dead people. On Monday, Saudi Arabia announced it was severely limiting the annual pilgrimage to blank.
The Mecca.
Right. On Thursday, Disneyland announced they'd be retheming the water ride blank to no longer include characters from Song of the South.
Splash Mountain.
Right. This week, a strip club in South Carolina was given permission to reopen as long as they banned blank.
Fluid.
No. Stripping. The governor of South Carolina declared all strip clubs non-essential in March, forcing them to close their doors for the duration of the pandemic. But this week, the Dollhouse, South Carolina's only Ibsen-themed strip club, was given special permission to reopen so long as they followed one rule, no stripping. So it's reopened as fully clothed club, but customers are still encouraged to stuff tips in the pockets of the dancers' sensible slacks. Bill, how did Hari do in our quiz?
He got 5 right for a total of 12 points, and that gives him the lead.
All right, Faith, you're up next. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut announced they would require travelers from coronavirus hotspots to blank.
Self-quarantine.
Exactly.
For
14
days.
After voting on Tuesday, the primary between Amy McGrath and Charles Booker in blank was still too close to call.
Kentucky.
Yes. This week, the IMF projected that the global blank would shrink more than they had previously predicted.
The global economy.
Right. On Wednesday, the Senate confirmed Trump's 200th blank nominee.
Judicial.
Right. With baseball still a month away, one bookmaking site is offering gamblers a chance to bet on blank.
On the World Series?
No, to bet on, you can bet on the migratory patterns of great white sharks. On Sunday, New York City declared blank an official holiday.
Juneteenth?
Yes. According to the National Association of Realtors, blank sales have fallen to their lowest level in a decade.
Home.
Right. An Amazon delivery driver in Delaware is being praised for carefully following a family's delivery instructions, which asked her to blank.
Knock 3 times, yell abracadabra, and then run away as fast as she could.
That's right, yes. According to the homeowner, her son set the additional delivery instructions as a joke months before, but had forgotten. So they were both shocked when they heard 3 loud knocks on the front door, followed by someone screaming abracadabra. The driver says she was happy to go along with the odd request. She says she's happy to work for a great company like Amazon, and can she please use your bathroom? Just don't tell anyone.
It is a delightful video to watch. She's employee of the week.
Bill, how did Faith do in our quiz?
She had 7 right for 14 more points. She now has 16 points and the lead.
All right, and how many then does Mo Rocca need to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
Here we go, Mo. This is for the game, fill in the blank. This week, a federal prosecutor told the House that Attorney General Blank exerted political pressure to go easy on Roger Stone.
Barr.
Right. On Monday, President Trump announced he was suspending work blanks, blocking over 500,000 people from entering the U.S.
He's suspending work permits, visas.
Work visas, yeah. This week, Senate Democrats blocked Republicans from advancing their blank reform bills.
A police reform bill.
Right. On Wednesday, the DNC announced they would hold a mostly virtual blank in August.
Convention.
Right. This week, officials in Austin blamed slow coronavirus test results on the lab's use of blank.
Bad swabs.
No, fax machines. This week, the SEC warned blank to change their state flag or risk losing college sports events.
Mississippi.
Right. Lin-Manuel Miranda says he had to clean up 2 F-bombs before putting his musical blank on Disney Plus.
Oh, I think it's called Hamilton.
It is. This week, a man who was caught downloading Tinder by his girlfriend explained he only wanted it for blanking.
To practice swiping with his finger.
No, he wanted it so he could look at men's haircuts. As the man explained to his girlfriend through a river of flop sweat, he couldn't just Google men's haircuts because then you only see pictures of male models. And he wanted to see what normal guys look like. Well, really hot normal guys who promise to be discreet. The boyfriend has since apologized and is now doing everything he can to be a better partner, including setting up some appointments for kissing practice with private tutors he says he met online. Bill, did Mo do well enough to win?
Well, sort of. He got 6 right for 12 more points. He now has 16, which tied Faith for the win.
Wow. 2 champions, 1 shirt between them.
Shirts and skins.